Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, the Justice Department opened a civil rights investigation into the shooting death early Tuesday morning of a black man, Alton Sterling, by two white police officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The decision came after several protests and today's press conferences, and also after cell phone video surfaced showing officers wrestling Sterling to the ground and then shouting that they see a gun, a warning it is difficult to listen to.
They shot him.
37-year-old Alton Sterling had been selling CDs outside a convenience store. He was shot several times in the chest. This morning, Police Chief Carl Dabady called it a horrible tragedy.
When officers arrived, Sterling was armed, and the altercation ensued that resulted in the loss of his life. Exactly what happened at this time is the reason we are here today. Like you, there are a lot that we did. There is a lot that we do not understand. And at this point, like you, I am demanding answers.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards appealed for calm.
And I will say that based on the information that I have obtained from law enforcement, but certainly the footage that I observed of the video that was made available, I have very serious concerns. The video is disturbing, to say the least.
Sue Lincoln is news director at WRKF in Baton Rouge. And Sue, reportedly someone called 911 and said someone was waving a gun outside a convenience store. But what do we see on the video? Is the man brandishing a gun?
No, he was not. As what we can see from the cell phone video, of course, it did not start until the taser had first been fired.
He was tasered. Uh-huh.
Yes, he was tasered twice, wrestled to the ground, and pinned to the ground by one of the officers. Actually, it looks like both of them. It's partly obscured because he's at the front end of the car. He doesn't appear to be resisting, but it's hard to know because we don't have the full video.
Right.
All we have is a cell phone shot at the time.
And we should say we don't have the officers' body cameras because the police are saying that they were knocked off.
That is what has been said. Witnesses at the scene also said that the video cameras, the body cameras, were dangling from the officers' vests. So we don't know.
Well, the mother of one of Alton Sterling's children passionately defended Alton Sterling today as his 15-year-old son sobbed nearby. Let's listen.
As some may know, Alton sold CDs and was doing just that, not bothering anyone, and had the consent of the store owners as well. Now, if we could reflect on the measure of a man, it should not be judged on his past.
It was pretty heartbreaking to watch, but talk about that past, Sue Lincoln.
What we do know is that he had multiple arrests, though only about four, for a 37-year-old man. One he was convicted for was for having a gun and selling marijuana. He is also known to be a convicted sex offender, and that was for having sex with a minor. We don't have any details on that right now.
And as such, we understand he would not be allowed to have a gun. But again, do we know that was the gun, visible? Was it out of his pocket? Because the police at that time presumably did not know they were dealing with someone who'd been convicted and shouldn't have a gun. It could have been somebody who legally had a gun.
Correct, but we don't know. The gun itself does not appear in the video, and all the reports that we have gotten through the newspapers from witnesses at the scene say that the gun was in his pocket at the time.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, the Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation. What's the sense, what's the feeling there in Baton Rouge?
There is a sense of despair from the African American community. They are concerned that it has come to this. There has been a lot of effort to try and calm tensions by folks in the religious community, by folks involved with police. And We're hoping that the powder keg doesn't go off, but no. Everything is set for that to possibly happen here, because for the second day in a row, we are under a heat advisory with temperatures, feels like temperatures getting up into the 110s.
Well, and we also heard one of the leaders in town calling for a boycott. And so perhaps that's how opinions will be expressed. Sue Lincoln, news director at WRKF in Baton Rouge, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.